ACGC boys basketball coach Lance Kading is with us. Nice start to the year for the Chargers. Coach, what has impressed you the most about what your team has shown on the floor this season?
Oh, just the coming together and playing. You know, got a lot of guys back from last year, but not a lot that had experience together on the court. So been kind of working through some of the chemistry deals, and some of the younger guys have stepped up and had some really nice games. And you know, Brock and Ben, our seniors, have been pretty consistent for us. So just kind of getting everybody on the same page and getting them to fire on all cylinders. So still a work in progress, but we're getting there.
What's the main point of emphasis here at these extra holiday break practices?
Oh, just shoring up some defense and some different schemes. You know, after break, we go through the conference for the second time, try to give teams a couple different looks maybe, and, you know, shore up our offense and our base defenses. But basically just keeping guys in the gym in shape. You know, want to keep playing at a fast pace, pressure defense. And so, yeah, just kind of, you know, revisiting everything we've done so far, game planning for some big games, conference games and non-conference games here after break.
Yeah, certainly some big games coming up, and you'll get back at it January 3rd. Des Moines Christian is next on the docket. What do the Lions look like?
Yeah, I was just talking to my assistant coach about that yesterday. You know, on paper, they look pretty dang similar to us. So, you know, they play at a pretty fast pace. They're really aggressive defensively, disciplined offensively. Team that, you know, they've always got pretty good depth, and they're disciplined enough that they're not going to beat themselves. But, I mean, I like the way we match up with them. I think it's definitely a winnable game for us this year, especially being at home. You know, we intend to win that game, but it's got to be, you know, we've had a few games this year where we had some lapses and didn't play as well as we should have, and we're able to still win the games. But, you know, we got to clean some things up and play to the best of our ability.
That's quite a big first week back after break, not only Des Moines Christian, but then also Madrid and Exira EHK. What do you maybe look to learn about your team or hope to find out about this group through this stretch?
Yeah, that's what I think. I believe I can't remember if it was you or somebody else I was talking to earlier, and I said once we get back from break that first week, we'll kind of know where we're at, and it looks like that's going to hold true. BMC and Madrid are two of the top teams, you know, sitting at the top of our conference right now with us and Van Meter. And then, you know, Exira, I believe, is 7-0. So it's going to be a tough week. But thankfully, all the games are at home. So, but, you know, and thankfully, you know, Madrid and DMC being conference schools, we kind of know what to expect. And we've played Exira non-conference here for a number of years. So it's not like we're going in to play at teams that we don't know what to expect, which makes it a little easier when you're trying to game plan for three games in a week. Because, you know, with DMC, that Tuesday, you don't want to get ahead of yourself at all there, because I mean, every one of those games is going to take our full attention.
You guys do have a four-game winning streak, and the last one of that was a 70-39 victory against West Central Valley, a game in which Brock Littler had a record-setting three-point shooting performance. What can you say about the way your team came out and played in that final game before break?
Yeah, no, they you know, we'd seen on tape they were playing a lot of 3-2 zone, and we've been starting to see some of that. You know, the Van Meter coach even told me halftime of that game, you know, he said, man, these guys are way too comfortable against our man-to-man. They switched the zone, and I mean, that flipped the game for them there. We tried to adjust. We just didn't make shots, and that's, you know, went from up 5 at halftime to losing by 15 or 17 just because we went stone cold. So we figured we're probably going to start to see a lot more zone when we get to teams playing a lot more 3-2 zone. We kind of moved Brock Littler off the ball and had him on the baseline running corner to corner, and that was kind of our game plan, that him being our best 3-point shooter, to try to get him as many looks as we could, you know, get the zone shifting and get him some looks. And he got 20 of them up, but he made 8. So that's after the game, he said something about how many shots. I said, man, he still made 40%. I'll take that any day. So heck of a game from him. The guys kind of carried out the game plan there. And you know, he's versatile enough that if we need to continue to do that and move him off the ball to get him looks, we've got some other guys that can handle the ball and start the offense and find him and Ben, you know, wherever we need to find them.
Coach, good to talk to you. Good luck here the rest of the way.
Yeah, thanks, Bennett.